Hello and welcome to the Lincoln County Gardener, a weekly segment broadcast on KYAQ Newport, where the Lincoln County Master Gardeners bring you weekly conversations on a variety of gardening topics. Master Gardeners are local community members trained in scientifically based gardening techniques by Oregon State University Extension Service, so we'll be sharing research-based and locally relevant information. My name is Ross, I'm a Lincoln County Master Gardener, and I'll be your host this week. This week's theme is growing garlic. With me today is Master Gardener, South Beach Demonstration Garden Co-Coordinator, and garlic aficionado Joan Krall. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Ross. I'm happy to be here.
Love talking about garlic.
Yes. One of my favorite topics.
Of course. You personally grow a lot of garlic on the coast, right?
Yes, I do. I have grown garlic at my home in Walport for the last 7 years. Mm-hmm. And we're not right on the beach, but we're close enough to have some salt in the air, along with some wind, of course. I also co-coordinate the demo garden at OCC campus in South Beach. We have successfully grown garlic there for the last 5 years. Most gardeners that I know, including myself, grow garlic in raised beds, though. The soil needs to be well-draining and full of nutrients. Garlic does not compete well with weeds and other plants, so this is easier to control in a bed.
Mm-hmm. Would you tell me a little bit about the two types of garlic and what factors determine which one to choose?
Yes. The two basic types are there's hardneck garlic and there's softneck garlic. Mm-hmm. Hardnecks are the ones that produce the scape or the flower stalk that are delicious to eat. Okay. Cloves are generally larger and the flavor more pronounced with a hardneck. They are also easier to peel. They grow in a single circle around a woody center stem. They do have a little bit shorter storage life than the softneck does. Hardnecks are closer to wild garlic, though, while softnecks have been bred for commercial use. Softnecks do not produce scapes, so you won't get the scapes for your stir fries and that sort of thing. They produce several layers around a soft center stem. There are a lot more cloves in a head, and they can be quite small. The flavor is milder. These varieties have been bred for better storage life, so if you need your garlic to last all year, this may be the best option for you. Also, if you want to braid your garlic plants, softnecks are the ones to grow. Mm-hmm. So my choice, I only grow hardneck. And the reason why is I like the flavor of garlic. Uh-huh. And I want strong garlic flavor. Also, I do a lot of cooking. And I want garlic skins that come off fairly easily.
Yes, certainly.
And I don't
want
to have to peel 6 or 7, I mean, or 10 of them. I want to peel like 3 or 4,
uh-huh.
Right?
You don't want to be there all day.
So,
But you can grow both types in Lincoln County?
You can. Mm-hmm. You can.
What time of year should you start thinking about getting on top of planting garlic?
Okay, so on the Oregon coast, garlic should be planted in late September, October, and even into early November. Mm-hmm. I generally plant in October. However, you want to probably order your seed garlic before that if you can. Most of the companies that sell seed garlic will hold the seed and ship it to you when the timing is right. But if you wait until September to order, you may not be able to get the varieties that you were looking for. Mm-hmm. So that's just a little tip there on how to get the garlic you want.
So you plant seed garlic. Is that the little cloves or is it a seed?
It is the little clove.
Uh-huh.
Garlic is almost always planted using the individual cloves versus seed. Mm-hmm. Seed from garlic is difficult to come by and will take several years to produce a head of garlic for harvest. So most people don't do that. It is not. Uh-huh. When planting garlic, it's important to give it the growing conditions that it needs. Okay? Mm-hmm. It needs to be planted in full sun in well-drained soil. The soil should be amended as garlic does not like acidic soil, which we have on the Oregon coast. Okay? Mm-hmm. So it's a good idea to check your pH levels in your bed and try for between 6.0 and 7.0. It's fairly easy to add some lime and bone meal and a low nitrogen fertilizer, say a 5-10-10, before you plant the garlic. Both the lime and the bone meal will help lower your pH, The bone meal also is used for any type of a bulb you're growing. And garlic really is a bulb, right? Yeah. So the bone meal is helpful there as well. Mm-hmm. I always add some compost because garlic is, they are fairly heavy feeders. And you want to dig all these amendments deeply into the soil. Mm. Roots on garlic can actually grow about 2 or 3 feet deep.
Wow. And they're already starting deep down below because it's the bulb.
That's right. Amazing. Yes. So you plant each clove root side down, leave the skins on. This is something people sometimes want to peel off, but please
they're
don't.
They're in their cooking code.
Well, they protect it from insects and chewing and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So you want to plant 3 to 4 inches deep and 4 inches apart. If you're not growing in a raised bed, if you're going to grow in open ground that you have amended, space your rows 10 to 12 inches apart. Mm-hmm. In a raised bed, this can be reduced to 8 inches apart. Mm-hmm. Okay. You want to fertilize in early spring and with blood meal or pelleted chicken manure or a low nitrogen vegetable fertilizer. Then you want to fertilize one more time, early May. And when you water, make sure you water the bed deeply because those roots go down deep. Mm-hmm. So you don't want to just do surface water. You want to soak your bed thoroughly and maybe only do that every 7 to 10 days.
Yeah, the roots aren't in the top couple inches of soil.
They are not.
They're way down below.
They are. Mm-hmm. So you need to make sure you get the water down there. Mm-hmm. So around June or so, though, you want to start tapering off your water, okay? Because you're wanting the garlic to start drying out a little bit. In May or early June, if you've grown the hardneck variety, you will want to remove the scapes. The scapes are a flower stalk, basically, okay? There'll be a center stem, it'll come out of the center, and it will have an unopened flower pod on the end of it. Once the scape curls back on itself, makes kind of a complete curl, it's kind of pretty, it is time to cut it off as close to the base as possible. Don't let them go to flower or to go to seed, as this will take too much energy from the plant that you want to go to the bulb underground. Mm-hmm. But scapes are delicious, like a garlicky green onion. They're wonderful in stir fries with eggs, stuffed in a chicken with some lemon.
Ooh, that sounds good. So then how do you know when it's ready for harvest? When should you pull it?
So you have cut back on your watering at this time, you know, in June. So when approximately 3 or 4 of the lower leaves start to yellow, okay, and they will flop over as well. They won't be more upright, okay? Then you want to start checking your garlic to see if it's ready. And to do that, just dig up one of the garlic bulbs. If it looks ready, you can go ahead and harvest. If it doesn't, you know, leave the garlic go for another week or two. Mm-hmm. When you're going to dig up the garlic, gently loosen the soil around the plants. And I keep my shovel probably a good 3 inches away from the garlic.
Yeah.
And I put my shovel in. I'm just going along loosening the soil on either side.
It's like archaeology.
And then you can just grasp the head and pull it out. Mm-hmm. And then I just gently tap the soil off. It does take a little bit of time to cure garlic, especially on the coast, because our climate is so moist.
Yes. Okay?
So you want to store in a shady, well-ventilated, dry place. So never in the sun. It will degradate them. Okay. Shady, well-ventilated, and dry. The drying process will take between 2 and 3 weeks, depending on the weather. This year, it took 3 weeks.
Wow.
Because of how moist it was when I was doing that.
You have to have patience.
You
Better
do.
Better safe than sorry.
Also, do not let them get rained on. Okay? Because then they will take much longer.
Oh, yes.
So what I do is I put mine on a small tarp, and I drag it in and out of my garage. So in the morning, I drag it out in the shaded area in front of my garage, and it stays there, you know, for the day. And then in the evening, I drag it, you know, back into the garage.
A lot of love and care.
Yes, it is.
It's,
it puts a little process. But the reason I use a tarp, for 2 reasons. It's easy to move the garlic around by pulling the tarp. And the other reason is if you need to do this on grass or right on the ground, you know, I'm on concrete, but if you need to do it in the yard, the tarp will keep any moisture from wicking up into the garlic because your whole process is drying out the garlic. So when all the leaves are looking dry, except for the center stem, that can still remain green. But if all the leaves around it are basically dead looking, okay, you can cut the tops off to 1 inch tall, and then I use scissors and you trim the roots because they're pretty big and they're usually full of dirt. So, you know, I gently loosen them up, get the dirt out, and trim them with scissors.
So then once you have all your garlic harvested and cured, how do you store it?
So the way I have always stored garlic, I use the little flat cardboard boxes like beverages come in, and I line the bottom with newspapers or paper bags. Mm-hmm. Okay. Then I place the garlic in the box without the bulbs touching each other, because if they're touching each other, they can spoil. Okay. So you want them in a single layer, and then on top of that, then I put another layer of either newspaper or paper bags, mm-hmm. because you want to create a dark situation for them. So you want it to be dark and dry. So I put them in the box, and then I keep mine in the garage because it's cool. You want to keep them also where it's cool, but never in the refrigerator.
Really?
That will make them rot right away. You have to store them out, but you can store them if you have a barn or you have a garage. Mm-hmm. Usually it stays cooler in there because the sun stays off of it. Great way. And I get mine to store all the way to my next harvest.
Where should listeners look to when trying to find garlic seed starts?
The plant catalogs are probably the best, and there are several in the area. Even some Oregon companies have seed catalogs. And so you are buying heads of garlic, basically, from them. Mm-hmm. If you have the luck of going to a place that has the garlic for sale, like with any bulb, the bigger the bulb, the bigger the head of garlic you're going to get. Uh-huh. So if you can select for large heads of garlic, that's what you should do. When you're ordering from a seed company, you're not going to get that choice. You know, they're going to send you, you know, what they have. And it's fine. Mm-hmm. In a pinch, we don't really recommend you do this, but it should you get in a pinch and you've somehow not gotten your garlic ordered and you can't find, you know, any locally that you want, you can go to an organic type of food store, you know, not a commercial grocery store, because they spray the garlic so that it won't sprout. So you can't use that for seed garlic. But organic stores don't have their garlic sprayed, right? So there you can purchase that garlic and break the cloves apart and plant it and get good garlic.
So where can listeners learn more about growing garlic here in Lincoln County?
Well, funny you should ask. I am teaching a garlic class at Oregon Coast Community College on October the 17th. It's a Friday, and it's from 2 to 4 p.m., and it's at the college campus in room 140. And we will be going over more details of planting garlic then. And if the weather allows, we'll be doing a live demo planting garlic in the demo garden after the class.
That sounds very useful. So, do people need to register ahead of time?
Yes, they do, through the Wave catalog.
Well, now I'm dreaming of a garlicscape pesto. Thank you so much.
You bet.
We're solidly in the fall growing season in Lincoln County now, so while it might be colder and the days are shorter, that doesn't mean there's nothing left to plant. Like we've talked about earlier, it's the time for planting garlic, and there's also still short season, cold hardy crops like radishes and carrots. The first frost dates in Lincoln County fall between late October and early December. Mulching, creating a cloche, and sheltering plants from the wind are all ways you can extend the growing season by retaining heat and keeping biting winds off plants. That's it for our program this week, but tune in for future broadcasts on KYAQ Newport. You can find out how to contact us with all your gardening questions on our website, www.orcoastmga.org, where we'll also be putting these episodes after they air if you need another listen. We'd also love to hear your subject suggestions for future episodes of the Lincoln County Gardener. This broadcast is created by the Lincoln County Master Gardener Association, who work in collaboration with the Oregon State University Extension Services. Until next time, happy gardening!